Carla, that we pull item 828. Yes. Is there any other item that has been pulled from the agenda?
I've had no other requests.
So with that, please call the roll on the remainder of the consent agenda.
We need Commissioner Saltzman.
We need Commissioner Saltzman. Why don't we go to item 828. Please read item 828.
828, extend term of contract with Squire Patton Boggs, U.S. LLP, for federal lobbying.
Elizabeth, would you mind coming forward to talk to us a bit about item 828? So the reason I'm polling this, first of all, I think that Squire Patton Boggs has done an outstanding job of representing this city's interests at the federal level. I'm very satisfied with their work, and my personal preference would be to continue the contract. This is an extension of the contract. We are planning on doing a full RFP, is my understanding, but we want to extend this contract during the time which we conduct a full request for proposals to continue our lobbying efforts in D.C. My question is one that either has been raised or will be raised, so I'd rather be the one raising it rather than have it be in a newspaper and raised somewhere else. One of their clients is the government of Sudan. Why?
For the record, Elizabeth Edwards, Interim Director of the Office of Government Relations. Mr. Mayor, City Commissioners, as you stated, our current contract is with Squire Patton Boggs. Since, I believe, June, they've had a contract with the government of the Sudan. Under the Obama administration, sanctions were beginning to be lifted. A part of that process is quite lengthy, and so that government enlisted the help of Squire Patton Boggs in making sure that they are abiding by the law, taking the appropriate steps to move through that process, which also includes tracking U.S. currency. It helps with actually fighting terrorism and some of the other efforts that are underway. And it was at the part of the lifting of the sanctions involved former Secretary of State Kerry and former President Carter.
So just to be clear, for the record, the reason that Sudan is on their list of clients isn't that they support the policies and programs of the Sudanese government, which I most certainly do not support. It is to bring them into compliance with the requirement of the United States and other governments around the world that they come into compliance on issues related to human rights and other issues. Is that a fair restatement of their role in this contract?
Yes, Mr. Mayor. Much more eloquently stated.
Okay. I appreciate that. Colleagues, any further questions or comments on that point? Very good. Is there any public testimony on this item? Come on up, Mr. Walsh. Yeah, you can have a seat, Elizabeth. Thank you. Is there anybody else who wanted to testify? Seeing none, we'll close the list.
My name is Joe Walsh. I represent Individuals for Justice. Just an observation. I was not going to pull this one. However, the question comes up that if you're going to spend money lobbying the federal government, if that's my understanding of what this is, just on what you have here on the agenda, because I haven't done any research on this at all. But the question went through my mind, if you're going to spend money to lobby the federal government, why don't you just give it to me? Because it's totally wasted. The man that we have in the White House is crazy. You're not going to get anything out of the federal government. You're not going to get anything from the Department of Justice. You're not going to get anything from OSHA. You're not going to get anything from any other department. I mean, for God's sakes, Sessions and Trump are fighting. How bad can it get? Save your money.
Joe?
Save your money for 3 years.
Joe, what's your hourly rate?
I keep trying to get you to give me a raise. It's zero. No matter how you multiply it, it's still zero. I do this because I care, believe it or not. I don't get paid for this. But that's the thought that went across my mind. If you're going to do lobbying, all I'm asking you is watch what happens. It's like me lobbying you. Nothing. Nothing happens. You know? Because the people that you're going to lobby are going to have the same attitude as this council has. It's very arrogant. You know more than everybody else. They know more than you do. So your money is going to go down the tubes. So I'm just asking you, if you're going to spend a lot of money on lobbying, watch what happens. And maybe down the line, 6 months, you just say, this is crazy. Let's pull this money back because these people are all nuts. And we're not going to get anything. We're not going to get any social programs. They're coming after us on a number of items. So it just, that's what went through my mind when I read it. I just said, why would we lobby Trump? And there is no department in the federal bureaucracy anymore. It's all Trump. It's what he wants. And he's crazy. Fancy words I could use, paranoid, all that. No, he's crazy. Absolutely crazy. Save your money. All money. Save all money.
Very good. Thank you. This is a non-emergency first reading. It moves to second reading unless my colleagues have any other questions. I will just say, by the way, lobbying is two-way. It's not only lobbying Washington, D.C. for what we want from them. It's also an opportunity to collect information about what is going on in Washington that could impact the city of Portland. It moves to second reading.
I think this is being referred back to your office, not coming back.
If you'd like to have a further conversation about it, or we can move it to second reading. My question's been answered.
Move to second reading.
Which is what I've done.
Okay.
Thank you. Could you please call the roll on the remainder of the consent agenda?
Yes. Saltzman?
Aye.
Udaly?
Aye.
Fish?
Aye.
Weaver?
Aye. The consent agenda is adopted. Next item.